And we are welcoming everybody into yet another episode. It is focused in on our native advertising series, and you are listening in right here on Branson Podcast Network. And of course, our native advertising series for this episode focuses on a great business that has a big focus in restorative care. I'm talking about We Clean Green. And I've got Brent Pippin in studio with me. Brent, I just got to say, my friend, welcome into this episode, and thank you for bringing your wonderful business here for us to focus on.
Thank you for having me.
So talk to me about Cleanin' Green. I love the name. I love how it's designed. Website is easy to navigate. So how did you come to get involved in this business, and when did you get started here in the Ozarks?
So I've been in the business now for 22 years.
22 years, yes, so two sir. Decades plus.
2 decades plus, locally owned and operated. Started right after college, or high school, I guess, whenever started in college and was looking to start a career and something I could stick with, and it's been a huge blessing for me.
So getting started in high school, that's a big deal, because most folks out there, they start in a career or they start a business. That's a very big deal. So I'm talking high school. How young were you when you got started?
Well, so it was right after high school.
So dang. So what, like 18, something like that?
Yes, sir. Like 18 and a half. And,
dude.
Yeah, had an opportunity. My grandpa had a van and had a lot of connections and different things, and said, "Hey, you boys want to give this a go?" And we did, and the rest is history.
You started a business at a young age, still going strong,
yes,
serving the Ozarks. So now let me ask you, a local boy here for the Branson area, do you have majority of your family here in the Ozarks?
Yes, sir. I'm a Hollister Tiger, graduated from Hollister High School.
Right on, man.
Local. Yeah, my family's still here in the Ozarks.
So obviously you bleed blue just as the rest of us do. I'm
yes,
a big
sir.
Guy calling high school football over there for Hollister, so that's a very cool deal.
Very cool, yeah.
So now we talk about Clean Green. Matter of fact, we had a chance to study up on the website a little bit. Let's talk about that web address first. So people want to learn more about your products and your services. Where do they find you on the web?
So that is wecleangreen.com. And
okay.
Like I mentioned, I'm a Hollister boy, so I didn't spell clean right. So it's WEKLEENGREEN. So just kind of a little play on words.
And that gives you a unique aspect on the brand and business and service right here in the Ozarks. So wecleangreen.com. Okay,
yes.
So when we were looking at the website, the one thing I looked at, I'm talking about residential, I'm talking about commercial, I'm
yes,
talking
sir.
About restorative repair, mold mitigation. So you offer a lot of facets for your business. So
yes,
obviously clean is a big part of this. What are we talking about scale? Because when I think about mold, I'm thinking about water damage, and I'm thinking of projects that are varied in size, from the smallest down to the biggest, you do it all.
Yes, sir. So our saying is anywhere, any size, any place, any time. So any surface that's been affected, any size of structure. I mean, there's no limit on square footage and things like that. We've done all different kind of projects.
And so, you know, obviously our community is small. It's tight-knit. We talk about Branson. We talk about Hollister. For you, how far is your reach? So we talk about the Hollister area to start with.
Yes, sir.
I'd imagine for your business, there are no borders. There's no limitations. It's not a Branson-Hollister thing. When you get the call, you go to serve.
Yes, sir. We cover Taney County, Stone County, just about a 30-mile radius. We've been fortunate and blessed to be able to stay very local.
Okay.
And so, but we'll go to Springfield or Ozark, anything like that, you know, just surrounding areas.
Right on. Yeah. You know, and I think about the level of care that you provide, that particular business, starting out young, establishing yourself and having that firm footing for 20-plus years, really, you're that brand name. You're the name that the community trusts and knows. How many jobs do you typically get inundated with in the course of a year? I'm just curious about that. How busy does the community keep you?
Man, we have, like I said, I keep saying the word blessed, but I feel like that's, you know, we've had a lot of favor, and year to date, we've had our best year to date that we've had in history, in 2023, and just maintaining relationships and being transparent and just, you know, doing what we say and showing up on time and doing everything in excellence.
And Brent, can I ask you, and this is just to bring it down to a certain level here. I think about some of the storms that we have had over the years in Ozark Mountain Country. We have had our fair share of rain. We've had our fair share of damage. You probably, just as a business and a level of care, you got very familiar with the flooding issues that plagued the landing. Obviously, the water's got to go somewhere. It's got to go down Taney Como. And those businesses that are right there on the lakefront, you probably got intimately involved in that.
I think
about the Alexander Park area and those homes that are right on the water. Some of them now have had to change up the way they're designed. These homes get up on stilts. Was that a big challenge for you just as a business owner and probably getting involved with that? Did you see a lot of that over the years?
Yes, sir. We responded to a lot of those things on Taney, Como, and just around the area. I remember being a young boy doing a cleanup with a church down on Bull Creek and helping families that were affected. And I remember, you know, going through some baseball cards, and I was collecting cards as a kid and just really, you know, realize the impact and effect it has on people. And it can be a kind of a traumatic experience for a lot of people, you know, their homes and different things. So just been interested in it and really like to, you know, just be there for people and make sure that they're going to be taken care of. And, you know, and
from and I want to talk about equipment. I want to talk about tech when it comes to We Clean Green.
Yes, sir.
Your brand, your business, if you had to define it, just looking about just the customer service techniques that you have or the equipment and the gear that you use, what would you say defines your business and sets you apart from the competition in the area?
Yes, sir. So the name Clean Green kind of says that we try to use green products and things that are safe for pets and for children and things like that to breathe. And we use state-of-the-art equipment. We are certified, which our business is not regulated by any government entity. And so we have
a lot of folks here would love that.
Yes, sir. So we are certified through the IICRC, which is the Institute of Inspection, Cleaning, Restoration, Certification.
Okay.
So we clean and restore to that standard. And our technicians are certified.
And with the name, obviously there's inspiration there. Okay. Being an Ozark Mountain Country, you know it and probably love it just as much as I do. In this particular area, we are renowned for our pristine outdoor environment, our lakes, our rivers, hiking, all that natural aesthetic. Was there some inspiration there, just being a native in this area and being here as long as you have, to maybe switch your products and try to go green and making sure that you can get as natural as you possibly can? Because obviously you're working with water. A lot of that stuff may go back into the watershed and all that stuff and trying to be more environmentally conscious. Was there some inspiration there just being the area that you live in?
Yes, sir. Conservation is very important to us. And my sister, Kaylin, it was pretty much her brainchild back in the day. She said, Brent, we could really set ourselves apart by doing a green version of this cleaning and different things like that, and just offering that to, you know, families and businesses as well.
Right on. I applaud you. And that's a very big deal right now, because obviously that the conversation shifts over the years. It's not a political thing, but you think about that, and we try to focus more on climate change and just taking care, being better stewards of the places that we call home.
Yes.
And for you, I was looking at your website and I see carpets. Mm-hmm. Then I see walls and I see ceilings. So how far for you, and I'd just be curious, just as a prospective client down the road, I may have damage that I need to have restored, and I could be that person that's making a call and getting a quote and walking through that process with you. What is the scope of the restorative process? What can you handle, and what do you work with? Carpets is one thing, but how far does that go when we're talking restoration?
So as I mentioned earlier, like any size, any surface, so you know, literally any surface, our estimates are free. We can come out and give you a quote.
I like that.
Yeah, so we deal with, you know, smoke. If your house has been, you know, had a fire or even smoke damage.
Oh, wow.
Mold remediation, whether it's a new home, you know, something about the Ozark, there's a lot of water and different things like that. And there's just a lot of black mold and just different types of forms of mold, you know, in this area. And the water restoration, you know, anything from a hot water heater or just a pipe break or, you know, rains coming in. We're a 24/7 company, so we're on call to handle those different things.
Holy cow. And I would imagine, just as a customer, if you're trying to identify a problem, you got to know when to make that call. Any recommendations for us as community members, if we are dealing with a mold remediation issue and we want to get that solved, we want to get that restored, anything that you can give us advice-wise as customers to know and identify we've got a problem, maybe to help you guys out? Because if we identify a problem quicker, that does make the work easier. What can we look out for as customers?
Yes, so something with mold and microbial growth is it actually isn't the best for your health. You know, there's a lot of health problems that can occur due to that. So as soon as you notice something, please give us a call. Like I said, we can send someone out for free, identify that. We can test the air. We can do an air sample. We can test the growth and pretty much proceed from there.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I love that. That helps us out, be better stewards of and care of our own properties, because nobody wants to be that last second deal. Nobody wants to have a problem that has gone beyond our control if we don't know how to identify it properly. My friend, this is just absolutely fascinating to me. When it comes down to the repair process, what should we know as a new prospective customer? Nobody wants to have a problem, but hey, when we're in the trenches and we have to make that call, what is the process like for you? We get on the phone, we call you.
Yes.
Obviously, I love the fact that the inspection process, the bid is free to come out, and then we know what we're dealing with. We know what the cost is going to be. Typically, I'll just give you a generalization. I'm going to try and put myself in the customer's shoes out there. Say I have a home that is 1,500 square feet just as a base, mm-hmm. and it's a couple of rooms. What would the general repair process be from start to finish? What would we be looking at time-wise and process?
So something we'll do is we try to respond within an hour to like a disaster relief situation or
that's
even
fast.
Yeah, no, we're on top of things, and what we would do is come out and assess the situation,
okay.
and come up with a game plan. We deal with insurance companies. We have great communication and relationships with insurance companies, so we can help you navigate that process. Or if you're a self-pay and just want to take care of something yourself, we'll go through that as well. But usually we can, you know, do the cleaning or demo within, you know, a matter of days or a week, depending on the scope of the project. And something
wow.
that's really good about us too is we are a turnkey company. So from start to finish, we can handle the whole process and give you peace of mind.
That is phenomenal. I love the short turnaround. Anybody out there, if you see a problem that starts out small and then the dreaded, oh my gosh, it's bigger than what I expected.
Yeah.
The fact that they can take comfort and pride,
yes.
know that it's going to be tackled, know that it's going to be addressed. Most specifically, a lot of folks out there would appreciate the thoroughness and the follow-up in that, but know that potentially within less than a week's time, they're going to be made whole again.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen at just every business. And that is a really, really strong marker for you guys as a business. My friend, fun question for you, and this takes it a little bit deeper in knowing that your community ties are out there. And I had this question. We were doing it on the Heart of the Emergency Worker podcast and talking about how fire and emergency services are linked. Can I ask you about that a little bit, that
yes,
with
the
restorative
do.
Process? You mentioned smoke damage
mm-hmm.
and fire and property loss. Do you guys get involved a lot as a community business, especially if there is a fire? Do emergency personnel, emergency services, do they reach out for you guys to get involved in the reclamation process and restoring? Does that happen to you guys a lot?
They really, I guess, can't do that because there's some kind of liability on their end, but we do
okay.
get referrals from local businesses. We maintain a lot of contracts with local companies, and
okay.
so usually we are cleaning for them, and then they have an experience with water or something that's out of their normal realm of maintenance crews and different
okay.
things, and they contact us. And, you know, we have a lot of local resources, you know, being around here and going to school in the Ozarks.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, on the education side of that,
mm-hmm.
somebody wants to get in the business, and this would be a fun question on somebody there, maybe possibly looking for a career. Are there opportunities with your family, your group, your business, since you've
yes,
been local
sir.
As long as you have? Could
yes,
somebody
sir.
Start an apprenticeship with you and get involved and become a part of the Weekly Green family?
Yes, sir. We actually have offices in Jacksonville, Florida.
Right on.
My brother down there has done some work. And also, we are debating going to Colorado. We have a little place over in Steamboat Springs, Colorado that we're thinking
holy
through some stuff.
Oh, man. But
yeah, there's a lot of opportunity. Yeah.
So a multi-state business.
Yes.
And a fun question, too, and this just ties you right back into the community. You look at the years that you put in and the growth and how well-established you are, a name that the community can trust. What has been the best part of you, sir, living and having a business here in the Ozarks over the years? How would you sum that up? What's been the best part of being here in the area?
Man, I think that the people,
yeah.
you know, the customers, and I really feel like the loyalty, you know, once we start working with a company or a family or an individual, I feel like that relationship is a lifelong relationship. You know,
yeah.
we're, like I mentioned before, we're very transparent and very honest and very fair and kind of do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, I think is a mentality we've lived by.
You know, man, I say this all the time, and that's part of the reason why we put the Native Advertising Series together is to get the brand message out there. To spotlight businesses that are in it every single day. It's about chains. Yes, I get that. But the cool thing about it is every day there are businesses, both small, medium, large, all across the board that are coming up and making their own name and changing things for the better. Great local businesses are the lifeblood of Ozark Mountain Country. And the fact that you've been here as long as you have, you've had that success, you're branching out, it's multi-states, but you're that name that people can go to. I think that's pretty awesome, and I applaud you on that. My friend, most important question, people that listen to this podcast episode and they want to trust We Clean Green, they want to make that call for the first time. If they're in that situation, they need to be made whole. They're dealing with a damage situation. Restoration is needed. Let's go back and revisit it. How do they make that phone call to you, Brent? And how do they find you online to get the process started?
Okay, so if you want to give us a call, we're at 417-231-7980. And again, the website, www.wecleangreen.com, and it's K-L-E-E-N. And also, I say go Pirates. I'll give a shout-out to Branson,
right
too.
Right on, yeah. Dude, right on.
But yeah, just give us a call. You can book an appointment on our website. Very easy, very straightforward. We try to keep everything simple, you know. Mm-hmm.
I will tell you again, the numbers don't lie, and the work that is done over the calendar year, the years that are behind this business, it's a name that you can know and trust. If you need to be made whole, you need that restorative process, no matter the project or the scale. And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask this question. I'll throw it out there. I keep saying it's the last question for Brent, but the conversation's going so well, you got to ask more. Since you've been doing this, what's the largest project you've ever tackled so far?
Man, we... one of my favorite projects, we got to be a part of the Garth Brooks concert, which was really,
oh my gosh.
We got to do a lot of, at that venue, which was really, really an honor for us.
Holy cow. So yeah. Thunder Ridge came calling for you in that massive venue out there. What kind of work were you guys doing out there?
Man, we pretty much helped prepare the venue, did a lot of cleaning for them, and got to clean the stage and everything before the entertainers would take the mic, and it was truly an honor.
That's pretty dang cool, and that is a massive project. You think about the attendance out there, and I just saw photos. I didn't get a chance to go out there and see it live, but the stage was absolutely massive. That's a lot of work to take on, and why do they call you? Hey, it's We Clean Green. They trust the name.
Yes, sir.
Right on. Sir, I hope you had a great time. I appreciate this. This is going to make a wonderful episode, and I encourage all the community members to tune in. And like I said, if you need to make that call, you know the name, We Clean Green. Remember the spelling, too. It's with a K and not with a C. My friend, thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.
Stay right here for more. It is Branson Podcast Network, and this is our native advertising series featuring a great business, We Clean Green.